There's excitement in the air. A mysterious change has taken place in the vicinity of 1847 Rogers Road. Remember the friendly old elm tree in front of the house? Well, it doesn't look friendly anymore with the full moon shining through it. And on one of the bare branches is a big black owl. And the old dependable weather vane on top of the garage? Well, it looks different now. I'm not sure if it's a weather vane or not, the way the shadows fall. Could be a witch on a broomstick. Oh, it's spooky out tonight. In the Nelson kitchen, there's an atmosphere of feverish activity and excited preparations.
What are you looking for, David?
We're trying to find some paper bags. Big ones.
Well, look in the bottom drawer there.
There, that's a good one, Ricky.
Yeah, but what will I do with the potatoes?
No, not that drawer, Ricky. The other one.
Hey, what's going on out here?
We were getting some paper bags.
Sounds like you were taking the kitchen apart.
Halloween! We're gonna have fun tonight, Pops.
Well, it looks plenty spooky out there to me.
What do you have there, dear?
Oh, I was just rummaging around upstairs a bit, and I thought the boys might make a costume out of these old work pants.
Gee, Pop, they're pretty dirty.
Not only that, dear, they're covered with paint.
Well, what do you expect, Harriet? I wore them when I painted the breakfast nook.
I think you did a better job on those pants than you did on the breakfast nook.
How about you, Ricky? Would you like to be a painter? We'll get you a white cap and a stick and a couple of brushes in your belt.
Sorry, Pop. Those pants look awfully big.
Well, let's see how they look on you. Here, step into them. Put your foot in there. That's it. Now the other foot. Now pull them up.
That's a wonderful costume. The headless painter.
Anyway, Pop, we don't need costumes. We got bags. That's enough.
Well, suit yourself. We used to wear costumes when I was a kid.
That's just for little kids, Pop. Me and David are going trick-or-treat.
Trick-or-treat?
Sure. We ring a guy's doorbell and say trick-or-treat, and if he doesn't give us cookies or something, we let him have it.
There you are, dear. That's Halloween, 1948.
Sounds more like Chicago, 1925.
It's a lot of fun, Pop. Didn't you used to do that when you were a kid?
No, David, as I remember, we used to go in more for the real spirit of Halloween, you know? The spooky, scary stuff.
What do you mean, Pop?
I mean, we'd find some old haunted house and go prowling around looking for ghosts and stuff.
You sure were brave, Pop.
Not necessarily, David.
Pop, did you ever see a ghost?
I won't say I saw a ghost, but I will say I saw something.
A spook?
I don't know. It was white and shimmering, indistinct. It wavered back and forth. Sometimes it was there, sometimes it wasn't there. White and shimmering.
Did they have television sets then, Pop?
No, Ricky. This was right in the center of the living room. I'm afraid Halloween's different nowadays. The wonderful old spooky hobgoblin atmosphere, that's all changed now. Can't help feeling a little sad when you see the joys of your childhood disappearing in the changing world. Halloween just isn't exciting anymore.
Are you gonna cry, Pop?
No, just the memories coming back.
You sure must have had fun, Pop. Do you really think there's such a thing as a ghost? A real ghost, I mean?
Well, I don't know. A spooky old house with the moon shining through the broken shutters? I imagine you'd see some pretty strange things.
I'd sure like to see a ghost. Boy, would I run!
Well, there's the old McAdams house up on the hill. That's a pretty spooky looking place. I wouldn't be surprised if there was a ghost or two lurking around in there.
Do you think we could see one if we went up there, Pop?
It's very possible.
Oh, Ozzy. David, your father's just kidding.
Oh, let the boys have a little fun, Harriet. After all, it's Halloween.
Come on, grab the bags, Ricky. We gotta get going.
Hey, wait for me!
Don't you think a lot of the spirit of Halloween has been lost?
Oh, I don't know, dear. The kids seem to have a good time. That's the important thing.
Oh, they pretend to enjoy it, but where's the fun? Trick or treat, where's the adventure? Where's the danger in getting a handful of cookies from Mrs. Dunkel?
You've never eaten Mrs. Dunkel's cookies.
Have we had any callers yet?
Oh, about a dozen of them. You should have seen little Julie Thornberry. She was all dressed up in one of Catherine's old dresses, and she had a stocking on her head.
Really? I'm sorry I missed it.
And little Georgie Dunkel. He had the cutest clown suit on with skeletons sewed on it.
We sure have some cute little kids in this neighborhood.
I'll get it.
Now wait a minute. Let me get it. I want to have some fun, too. Yes?
Trick or treat.
Wait a minute. Aren't you a little big to be playing trick or treat?
Trick or treat.
How old are you?
53.
Whoever heard of a grown man playing trick or treat?
Well, my little boy's over on the next block. I'm just helping him out.
You don't even have a costume.
What do you think I am? A child? Come on, trick or treat.
A little unusual, I'd say. What happens if I don't give you a treat?
Well, I sneak back later and ring your doorbell.
So what?
And when you answer it, I punch you in the nose! Come on, trick or treat.
Really funny. Here's some cookies.
Only three?
Well, they've got to go around. There are other children too, you know.
Okay. Hey, they're chocolate. My kid likes chocolate cookies, thanks.
Well, that's all right. How old is your little boy?
25.
Who was that?
It was one of the, kids in the neighborhood. One of the older kids.
Would you do me a favor if you're not busy?
What is it?
Could you run down to the store and get some candies or something? At the rate we're going, we're gonna run out of stuff.
Okay. Hey, what are you doing?
Just putting a couple cookies in your pocket, in case you get stopped for trick or treat. Some of the boys get pretty rough.
Oh, Harriet, please. You don't think I'm afraid of a bunch of kids, do you?
Well, suit yourself. Last Halloween, Joe Randolph bumped into the backfield of the high school football team and came home minus his trousers.
No kidding? I understand they have a pretty good team this year.
I want you to take these four cookies just in case.
You better give me two more. The ends might be with them.
Gotcha!
Let go! Don't tear my pants off! The cookies are in my pocket! Wonderful, wonderful cookies! Chocolate chip! Very nice cookies!
What's this about cookies?
Oh, it's you, Thornhill. What a corny trick hiding behind the hedge.
Oh, just keep it in the spirit of Halloween. You should have seen what I did to Dunkle a little while ago.
Did you scare him? What did you do?
I sneaked up on his porch, rang the doorbell, and ran like the dickens. He didn't know what to think. Then, when he went back into the house, I went around back and started rattling the back door. Boy, was he scared.
What else did you do?
Well, I waited a few minutes, then I tapped on the window and moaned like, ooh. I rattled the door some more and then moaned some more and began pounding on the side of the house.
And then what?
Then the police came. That Dunkle just has no sense of humor.
Did the police do anything to you?
No, just told me to stop annoying people. Then they took my soap away, too.
You're just a big kid at heart, aren't you, Thorny?
It's all in fun, Oz. What's Halloween nowadays? Nothing happens. My boy Will's out playing trick-or-treat.
David and Ricky, too. Somehow Halloween's sort of lost the old kick.
Yeah, it sure isn't like when we were kids.
There was an old haunted house in our town, and every Halloween us kids used to go prowling through it. Really spooky.
Sure, that's the real spirit of Halloween.
You know that old McAdams place up on Franklin Avenue? That's the perfect haunted house. If there were some way to sneak in there.
You mean you'd go in there at night?
Oh, why, sure, why not?
No reason, I just never cared for the looks of the place myself. All those grotesque chimneys, staring windows, sort of gives me the creeps.
Oh, Thorny, you're kidding.
No, I'm not, Oz. There's something frightening about it, especially at night.
What an imagination. Well, I've got to get down to the drugstore. I promised I'd get Harriet some candy and stuff.
Okay, Oz. See you later.
See ya.
Oh, and when you get to the McAdams place, don't let the ghost get you.
Well, that's right. I go right by there, don't I?
Yes, sir. Not afraid, are you, Oz?
Thorny, cut it out. If you walk down the store with me, I'll buy you a soda.
Hey, Ma and Pa, we went over to the McAdams place and saw a ghost.
A real ghost?
A real ugly one, with sharp teeth, a long nose and pointed ears, with hair all over his face.
At first we thought it was Pop.
That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me.
I mean, we thought it was you trying to scare us.
Oh, boys, don't be silly.
You guys probably saw the moon shining through the window and your imagination did the rest.
Okay, go up and see for yourself.
Yeah, why don't you, Pop?
Well, I'd be glad to, except I promised to take your mother to the movies.
Since when?
Well, that is, I've been thinking about it all day. There's a wonderful triple Halloween show at the Bijou. The Son of Frankenstein, Dracula's Daughter, and a date with Judy.
I wasn't counting on movies, dear. In fact, I'd much rather you go up and give us a report on that ghost.
Oh dear, it's so silly.
Go ahead, Pop. Have some fun.
Go ahead, dear.
Well, Okay, if it makes you happy, I'll go up and visit the haunted house.
Attaboy, Dad, go get him! Hooray for Dad!
I thought for a minute you were getting scared, Pop.
Oh, David.
Just remember this, boys. There's not a cowardly bone in your father's body. Of course, every now and then the meat around him gets a little jumpy.
Meat around him. What am I laughing at?
The ghost that walks in the old McAdams house. See the courageous Ozzie as he strides firmly across the porch at 1847 Rogers Road, chin up, flashlight swinging at his side, down the steps, down the walk, and now he stops. Every muscle tense, eyes alert, nose twitching, a white filmy object moves out of the darkness.
Who's there?
It's me, Mr. Nelson.
Oh, hello, Emmy Lou.
I came over to show you my Halloween costume. I'm going to a party. Where are you going, Mr. Nelson?
Oh, I'm on an errand for the boys. They went up to the old McAdams house tonight, and they think they saw a ghost.
Really, Mr. Nelson?
Yeah, and you know, I'm going up there to prove to them it was just their imaginations.
You mean you're going to that spooky old house tonight, all alone?
Of course.
Well, you haven't heard the story about the McAdams place, then.
I've heard some silly rumor it's supposed to be haunted or something.
But it is, Mr. Nelson. I heard the old story from me brother. The story goes that years ago in Scotland, in the old Agard Castle, the young and beautiful Lady Jane McAdams had a quarrel with her lover, Douglas McDingle McCampbell McTavish. A Scotsman.
Yes, of course.
Well, anyway, Lady Jane pushes her lover, Douglas McDingle McCampbell McTavish, down the stairs. Down, down, down he went, his head banging on each stone step. Thump, thump, crunch, crunch, as the bagpipes were mournfully playing, the Campbells are coming. As he lay at the bottom of the staircase dying, Douglas McDingle McCampbell McTavish, or as they called him, Mac, as he lay there at the bottom of the staircase, he took an oath.
I'd swear a little myself.
He took an oath that he would follow Lady Jane wherever she went. His spirit would always haunt her.
Where did she go?
She came here to the United States and built the old McAdams place. And there they say that on the nights with a full moon, like tonight, the giant ghost of Mac McTavish returns. And while the eerie notes of the bagpipes ring in the night air, he prowls the house in search of Lady Jane.
It makes a good story, but no one in his right mind would ever believe it.
Well, you believe it, don't you, Mr. Nelson?
Well, yes, it's just a lot of nonsense.
Okay, Mr. Nelson. Remember, if you get up there and see the ghost and get a terrible fright and drop dead, don't come around saying I didn't warn you. Happy Halloween!
Harriet. Oh, Harriet.
Oh, hello, dear. You're back so soon?
No, I haven't gone yet. As a matter of fact, I've been thinking this whole thing over, and I don't think I'll go. This whole thing sounds sort of childish.
What about the boys, dear? You promised.
I know, but isn't it silly for a full-grown man? It's only a wild ghost wild goose chase. I mean, that's all it is.
Well, if you'd like, dear, I'll go with you.
And the boys. What did you say?
I said I'll go with you.
There are times, Harriet, when a man likes to be alone.
Well, all right, dear.
Get your coat. This isn't one of those times. Don't get nervous now, my dear. Just keep cool.
Oh, I'm cool, all right. Matter of fact, I'm shivering a little.
Just hold my hand good and tight.
I can't. You're squeezing mine so hard, my fingers are asleep.
Sorry. Better?
Better. How do we get through this iron fence?
There's a gate here someplace. Probably bolted and spoil all of our fun. Usually have a huge lock and big chains. Here we are. Oh.
Locked?
No.
Push it open.
Would you take the flashlight for a second? Thanks. And the baseball bat, too.
Ooh, Doesn't that place look weird?
Yeah, it's pretty spooky, in fact. Shall I sing something to keep your nerve up?
If you want, dear.
It'll keep you from getting scared. Did you ever think, as a hiss goes by, someday you're going to die? There's a spook in the meadow!
Shh, dear! Shh! You might frighten the ghost. Must be a haunted house. The door squeaks.
I don't know why you insist on coming along. I could have done this all myself.
Ozzy, something has a hold of my coat.
Yeah, that's me. Wait, who closed the door?
Didn't you?
No.
Must have been the wind. Gee, this place sure looks creepy with the moon streaming through the windows. What was that?
Now, don't be frightened. I'm right beside you.
Ozzy, there's something in this room. It's coming towards us.
It's getting closer. Harriet, quick, my baseball bat!
Hey, Oz. Be careful with that thing. Hello, Harriet.
You old trickster, Thorny!
Just having a little fun with all that talk that's been going around about this place.
So you're the ghost David and Ricky saw. I should have guessed by the description. Should have a bagpipe, though, Thorny.
Bagpipe?
Why, sure, haven't you heard? This place is supposed to be haunted by a Scotch ghost who plays the bagpipe, and each night he comes down the stairs. Well, you do have one, Thorny. Where is it? Boy, you sure play awful.
Worse than you think. I don't play at all.
But I could hear the bagpipe. Listen, I could hear it plain as day.
Ozzy, up there, at the head of the stairs.
The ghost? The ghost of Lord McTavish? Well, we've seen it. Let's go.
Let's just keep calm about it. Keep quiet. Ouch! Ozzy!
Stop it, Thorny! You've got a hold of my nose!
The door won't open.
This way, boy.
I keep turning the handle, but it won't open.
Thorny, the door's over there.
Follow me. I'll go through, or I'll make my own door.
More coffee, dear.
No, thanks. I can't understand it. There must be some scientific explanation. Did I seem very scared out there?
No, not especially.
I mean, did I act in any way that might have given anyone the impression that this, illusion that we saw frightened me?
No, you were very level-headed about it. Of course, it was the first time I've ever seen you jump a 7-foot fence.
That thing, whatever it was, scared the daylights out of me.
I was plenty scared myself. I can't figure out those bagpipes.
What about the ghost?
Yes, of course, the ghost too.
Harriet, what are you stuffing behind the sofa pillow?
Nothing, dear, just some old papers and things.
Wait a minute, let me see that.
It's only an old sheet.
You'll get the couch dirty. It's got cobwebs.
How about a little more coffee?
And there's Ricky's baseball bat, the one I left. Harriet, if you'd like to make a little confession, I'll listen. But if you'd rather not, I'd rather you would.
All right, dear. It's just that the boys and I thought it would be nice if you could have a little fun on Halloween. You told them how much you enjoyed going to some haunted house. So we thought if we could sort of... Ozzy, listen.
I'm listening. Go on.
The bagpipes.
Yeah.
I hear the bagpipes again.
So do I.
Hey, Pop, can we have a dime?
Boys, do you hear those bagpipes playing?
Sure. That's who we want the dime for. He's out front now.
Who's out front now?
Mr. Campbell, the man with the Scotch plaid ice cream truck.
The Scotch plaid ice cream truck?
Sure, haven't you seen him? Can we have a dime, Pop?
A dime? Here's 50 cents. Stuff yourselves.
Thanks, Pop.
Oh, boy.
How about that? The bagpipes we heard at the McAdams place were from the Scotch plaid ice cream truck.
What a coincidence.
How remarkable. See, the Scotch plaid ice cream truck happened to stop there. There are no other houses around, and nobody lives there, but he happened to stop there. Played a different tune up there too, didn't he?
I don't remember.
Harriet, believe me, it was only the Scotch plaid ice cream truck.
Yes, I know, dear.
I'll say it just once more. The bagpipes we heard at the McAdams place were from the Scotch plaid ice cream truck.
Okay, dear, you've convinced me.
I wish I could convince myself. I'd like to get some sleep tonight.
Oh, come on. Come on, dear. Put out the light. Let's go to sleep.
In a few minutes, Harriet. I just want to finish this article. Debunking the spook.
Debunking the spook?
Yeah, the man who wrote it spent a night in the house and was supposed to be haunted. As I sat there in the darkness, I could hear the clock in the village striking 12. Now is the witching hour. If ever the dead live, now's the time they must rise from the grave. I stood up and dared the ghost to appear. I said, "If you are a ghost, I dare you to strike me dead." Silly article.
Well, what happens next?
Well, then, let's see. He goes on to...
Yes?
The article ends right there.
Oh, come on, dear. I'm tired. I want to go to sleep.
You know what might be fun? Let's sleep with the lights on tonight.